this is one of those things where just when you come to the ballpark, you never know what's going to happen, and have you seen one of those before?
Yeah, you think you've seen it all and until you haven't seen it all. And, you know, we talk to our pitchers all the time about, you know, we work on that in the bullpen, intentional walks, pitch outs, and, you know, they come in the biggest moments, and certainly was that tonight. But couldn't be more proud of our guys. Found ourselves down 5-0, got away from us in that inning, kind of compounded several mistakes, and they grabbed the lead, and then our bullpen just pitched as good as they could possibly pitch, played great defense behind them, and gave ourselves a chance, scratched and clawed to get back into it, and, you know, found a way to win there in the 12th.
Yeah, I guess the end is going to override some of the other things that happened up until then with what you saw from your team.
Yeah, I'm very proud of our guys. I mean, it's the first time this year we've played with pressure, and we've had to come back, and, you know, it says a lot about our guys. I mean, it's something we can draw from for quite some time.
Talked about scoring runs different ways at the beginning of the year than maybe last year. This is one of those different ways.
Yeah, Johnny's got maybe as good a club as I've seen him have. I mean, they're very deep on the mound and very good balance in the bullpen. And, you know, they're two guys they went to, you know, in the eighth and ninth inning. They're really good. The right-hander and the left-hander, those guys, we weren't surprised with what we saw.
Do you think that they had some wild pitches early? I mean, the inning before that, do you think that kind of rides on the pitcher that's out there, his mind a little bit?
I don't think he's looking at that. I mean, he's a freshman and in a big venue and, you know, game on the line. There's a little bit of pressure there, and we got fortunate.
If it's not Shoemaker, do you send a guy like that a lot of times? I mean, he's obviously got some speed.
Oh, we'll send that guy every time in that spot, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, you talked about that bullpen, a lot of young arms that were pitching out there for you and guys that did pretty well also. Corbin settled down there a little bit and was able to get some outs.
Yeah, Sheridan Corbin gave us four big innings and were fantastic with overpowering stuff, and it was good to see Corbin get out a couple of big jams there, and I think that confidence will take him a long way.
A little bit of an interesting wrinkle in kind of baseball history that they get rid of the four pitchers and still walk in the MLB today and run like this.
I didn't know that. Can you just put them on now?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that. Well, I think the next thing is coming down for us is the no 5-3 move. That'll probably be involved next year, and then, you know, who knows, a couple years down the road after that, maybe meeting, you know, coming to the college game.
Ninth inning, Martin gets out after getting hit hard a little bit, and then he gets out. I mean, he needed that big time, didn't he?
Well, we all did. I mean, and him most importantly, that, you know, he's able to get into some jam, and, you know, with bases loaded and one out, two big strikeouts, I mean, he's got great stuff. It's just a matter of executing pitches, and he did that tonight.
And he showed it when he got out.
Yeah, he was excited. I mean, that's a feel-good thing for him. I mean, gave up two runs last weekend, was disappointed with that, and, you know, he wanted to redeem himself, and he did tonight.
I think there were a lot of emotional times out there, the big outs and stuff like that, just showing how big a game this was.
Well, it was. I mean, you know, we tell our guys the most important game's the next one, and our guys approached it that way tonight. I felt like we were ready to play. Doc Sakis had great stuff, and had we just minimized the damage, you know, we might give up one run that inning, but we hit a guy when they're trying to bunt, and then, you know, try to run the ball to the plate rather than throwing to Hunter Coleman, and then the inning was on.
Did the play that you had to review, do you think that kind of messed him up a little bit?
I don't. I mean, no. I just, with that rule in effect, I want to review it, and, you know, it did take a while, but, you know, they took a long, hard look at it and couldn't see anything to overturn it.
Jorge with another big home run today. I mean, he's coming up pretty clutch.
Making it look easy, isn't he? I mean, he's just playing with a lot of confidence, and, you know, sometimes when the lights come on, guys take it up to another level, and he's certainly done that.